Terry Rankin versus Court Donald. Come around, Mr. Rankin.
Your Honor, if I could just make one quick call, I have two witnesses. I didn't know when we would reach our case. If I could step out, I'll call.
Yes.
Thank you. First, or Mr. Rankin?
I'll be glad to hear you.
Your Honor, and I'm sorry, I didn't catch the court's name.
Warren Hughes.
Judge Hughes, there's some procedural history here, and I think some context might be helpful in terms of where we are.
Yes.
Mr. Rankin is an elected official here in Haywood County. He's a county commissioner. Mr. Bellencourt is a professional reporter. He works for the Smoky Mountain News, which is a regional newspaper here in the area. Mr. Bellencourt has reported on Mr. Ramey as a county commissioner for the past year or so since Mr. Ramey was elected. This incident where there's an allegation that some law was broken occurred during the time period immediately preceding a county commissioner hearing. And it's our contention that Mr. Ramey is using and misusing the judicial system because he doesn't like the reporting that Mr. Bellencourt has done on him, specifically about his unpaid taxes. As a result, Mr. Ramey has filed several different things here. Initially, after this incident where he didn't like the questions that Mr. Bellencourt was asking him, he went and filed a criminal case for, I think, misdemeanor assault. That was dismissed. Then, about 3 weeks after the alleged incident, which was June 5th, he went and filed this 50C, and this was complaint number one. He filed that. I believe Judge Leslie was the first judge, and she didn't find sufficient grounds to enter any type of emergency order and set it for hearing. When that was set in August, there was some miscommunication. Apparently nobody came, and it was dismissed. Mr. Ramey then filed a second 50C, which is the case in front of Your Honor. I think it's 85 or 887, which is what we're here for today. Before my representation, Your Honor, Fred Moody, and I don't know if you knew Mr. Moody, unexpectedly passed away. Before he died, he had filed a motion to quash a subpoena that Mr. Ramey had issued. I'm not sure if that subpoena is in the court file in front of Your Honor, but it was fairly broad and clearly has political motives, seeking, for example, text messages and electronic communications between Mr. Bellencourt and the other four sitting members of the county commission. Allegedly has some, from our standpoint, unknown connection to this incident that he alleges broke some law on June 5th. We appeared, and I think it was about 3 weeks ago, shortly after Mr. Moody died, I was retained to represent Mr. Valancourt. We appeared, Mr. Ramey consented to a continuance to today in order to give me time to become familiar with the facts, issue any witness subpoenas, and there are two subpoenas that have been issued. This incident on June 5th took place in the old historic courtroom where the county commission hearing was getting ready to start. Sheriff Wilkie, the elected high sheriff of Haywood County, was present. The county manager was present and can be seen on a video of the event. Mr. Ramey's allegation is that when Mr. Valancourt was asking him questions about his unpaid taxes, which were for a period of 10 years or so, that Mr. Valancourt allegedly spit. Some spit from Mr. Valancourt landed on Mr. Ramey. And that's the basis for this 50C. He then alleges that he's placed his family in some fear somehow from this incident that's on video. The subpoena that was issued, Your Honor, originally was very overbroad and also implicates the journalism privilege in North Carolina. Mr. Valancourt was actively working at the time. That subpoena is, and I raised this with Judge Paxoy during the last hearing, that subpoena is an improper way to obtain discovery in a civil case from the opposing party. You have to use Rule 34, which Mr. Ramey did not do. So nothing happened for 3 weeks or so since that last hearing, and then I received an email from Staples, where they sell office equipment. I actually received it yesterday. It was apparently sent the night before from Staples, where Mr. Ramey, I think, must have gone down there and copied that motion for discovery. That arrived without a certificate of service in my inbox, and I saw that. It's improper in several respects. It's not the way that discovery should be served, and it's objectionable in many different ways. Mr. Valancourt would like to get this matter heard and resolved. Mr. Moody had filed a Rule 12b-6. The complaint on its face, I would contend, does not support a Rule 50 no contact order, particularly since we're talking about the lead political journalist in this area and an elected official, and what the relief that Mr. Ramey seeks in part, Your Honor, is to keep Mr. Valancourt from being able to come anywhere near him and or attend any county commissioner meetings, because that would be Mr. Ramey's place of employment. So essentially he wants to exclude the press from being near him, at least this member of the press, who has been, I would contend, dogged in his pursuit of Mr. Ramey and this issue regarding unpaid taxes. So that's where we find ourselves procedurally. I don't think that a Rule 50C case is appropriate to try and bootstrap in this incredibly overbroad discovery request that he sent from Staples 2 days ago. It's inappropriate, and I think it's an abuse of the process that 50C was intended to take care of people that are actually in danger and need some protection from the court system. So that's where we find ourselves, Your Honor.
Yes, sir. Mr.
Ryan. Yes, sir. Your Honor, this all started back right before I got elected. One of the witnesses I heard was that police had some issues with me because he's a friend of mine. This started before I was elected. I had a tax payment plan that was set up, and he kept putting stuff in the paper before that the people that voted for me were uninformed voters. And it's continued. It's not let up. I got the emails. Everything been sent to the tax collector, because the tax collector told him I was a good stand. I have a tax payment plan. This has been continuously. Not going to, because I told him that one time. After the first thing, when I went to an interview with him, and from that interview, he tried to put my salary thing in paper, which her taxes came out of the escrow account at the bank. And he tried to put her name in the paper, says that because her name's the same as mine. And that's where it all started, way back before I was ever elected. And it's continuously got worse and worse and worse. because I told him I didn't want to talk to him anymore. Every time I saw him, he started to scream in my ears and stuff. I got the surveillance video and the public history courthouse over here where he set up and waited for me outside. And watched for me to come in. As I come in courthouse, as I came up the steps, the sheriff was sitting here knocking, Joey Whaley was sitting here knocking on the door here. And as I went by him, he was standing behind me, the information office at the sheriff's department. And he stepped out, already the surveillance camera show, he already had his video on his cell phone, and was standing behind her. When I came by, he started sitting, and I hear my face calling. And the thing that I defended, that the first attorney agreed to get me on the stand, agreed to give me the tape. But the, it was a scanned copy of another scanned copy of him. He wasn't open up. And his attorney agreed to me opportunity to take it, just wasn't open up, and that's when I had 14. And this is not nothing that just started from this play. This has been continuous from before December. I was sworn in on December the 5th. And all the articles out here to tell me how they knew you in the paper, and what color things to me and Mickey. They were back here on focus screen stuff. And we don't have that for you, nothing to be doing for me. Because they don't get along, that's absolutely nothing to do with me. It's been a continuous battle between us. And I was back and forth between the fellow commissioners that he talked in $3,900 all that. It's rather what he called a rather good statement. And in one email there, he said, to the commissioners, to our chairman of the commissioners, he got in there that he has not hardly ever seen this before, that it is in questionnaire. All four of them, without me,
Yes, sir. Your Honor, do you have the prior 651 file up here?
I don't know, I have it. It's frequency V 845.
845. If I have a copy of the other one that was filed and dismissed because he does allege or incorporate these prior allegations, if that would be helpful. All right, thank you, Your Honor. Okay, thank you.
Mr. Miller, I'd like to copy a photo of us here, the 56th of the first.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I have a couple of cases in support. If I can hand those up.
There are these cases, sort of early on the 12B6, the fourth district court judge that has looked at these allegations that Mr. Ramey has made, two district court judges already found by not entering an immediate order that there was no urgent or immediate need to allegedly protect Mr. Ramey from Mr. Valancourt, and that's why they didn't sign off on an ex parte emergency order. When you talk about 50C and the purpose of 50C and the statutory purpose, it's to protect people from future harm because of past behavior. And in this case, the allegation, there's been no urgency on behalf of Mr. Ramey to seek court protection. He waited 3 weeks to do the first case, and then he waited until the end of August to do the second case. And I think it's indicative of the lack of adequate allegations, the fact, and it's 12B6, but to the extent that it would be a judgment on the pleadings issue, the fact that he's asking for this grossly overbroad discovery that's irrelevant to the issue of whether spit flu in the public hearing while questions were being asked. He's seeking, and I think it's indicative too of what Mr. Ramey said during his opening remarks here about the case. He's upset about what was in the paper. He's upset about a cartoon in the paper. He's upset about information that was sent to other commissioners, not to him. Those are political questions. That is not the basis and purpose of 50C. So the allegations in 50C, so what it requires, Your Honor, is a specific intent of the defendant to harass and place the plaintiff in fear and or of his family. There's no allegation in the complaint other than the word family of who those people are. And there's no allegation in there that Mr. Valancourt had any specific intent to place Mr. Ramey in fear. Further, there's no allegation that he's been diagnosed, and one of those cases sets forth the proposition that there needs to be, it's not required, but often cases like this where there was a specific intent to harass and stalk, essentially, the plaintiff, that there would need to be some medical diagnosis or some objective, reasonable ability that would be alleged to show that this is something that Mr. Valancourt had that specific intent. So I don't think it's pled properly, which is why the immediate orders weren't entered. I think it's trying to use 50C as a political weapon to silence Mr. Valancourt's reporting on Mr. Ramey. I think it's completely inappropriate that at some future appropriate time we intend to respond to it. But the fact that Mr. Ramey is in no urgent desire to have the case heard, because what he really wants is this discovery and these subpoenas and, you know, further use of the judicial system to gather information and essentially, I would contend, harass Mr. Valancourt. So I don't think it's pled pursuant to the statute. Those cases stand to the proposition that it doesn't meet the legal standard, Your Honor, and it doesn't match up with the purpose and the statutory intent of the law.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes, sir. I don't have any problem before anything got through my problem. If all this is true, that's all I have to do, print it through. I've got all the evidence right here that shows what he made it was not true. My tax, I've got every tax receipt, I've got every email, I've got everything they sent back and forth, and as far as Mr. Fellows, I'm not an attorney, and I am not an attorney that I do not know all the exact decision, but I still think that should be a fair trial, not only because I'm not attorney, because I'm a citizen, but also, he keeps bringing up that other judge threw in the case that, that was not the, the deal, that the district attorney cannot bring three of the elements in the civil assault. The thing that they're gonna be blaming me, that I have stated that red nigga greeting, that I can have through this court case, is, will show exactly what he did, and it's gonna be on the screen, it's not the screen up here. Commissioner, I am talking to you! Because I don't see the screen in my ear, inside the front part of here, it, right before, as I was going into the commissioner's meeting. And he was screaming, I thought, following me all the way down. The evidence right here in this page, the security tape, was showing where he set me up, and I thought, I'm watching me come in, and you went up coming in, and set me up to do that. I tried plenty of asking several times, told him I had no comment, I didn't want to talk to him, because I didn't feel like what he put in the back of the back. And I was up there, the, all the emails back forth between the other commissioners, he said I was trying to gather evidence, that you were harassed. I did not want to harass me. I won't even report on commissioners, man. I won't even report what a job I'm doing at Bullitt County, because there's people on the team. Because I'm gonna be one trap. And I don't have no problem with that. But I do have a problem being harassed continuously, and I've got this prior record here that shows you've got a history, but that this is not my first one, this is happening. I was attending the Ken Strong meeting in Denton, where he did the exact same thing to our U.S. President Chuck Elford. Screaming and telling his lying, not screaming at him in the middle of the meeting, and him trying to conduct the meeting. That's all I'm after, is not to be harassed. He can report on me all he wants to, he's wrong, he's back on the fire, I don't care. But anybody, I don't think, will like him report stuff that's not true, like he talks to him, tell me how to do it. Because email, ask the, from the information officer, right, and then I've got a whole stack of emails he sent, like, don't leave me the day after I got sworn in, around about that time, and he sent it. And he called me information request and said he would be doing the county to get a system that would send up our manual to get all my phone records, all my taxes, all my stuff. And if you didn't remember, I was saying I was asking him for something was way on that. I've got stacks of emails that he has sent to our public information officer on all my phone numbers, my emails, my sticky notes, my text messages since I've been commissioner, and told me we're going to get a system because this would be able to be earned money every month. I've never done nothing wrong. I've never done nothing wrong on that. And then he put in paper that I have a girl, he got, George made a mistake in sending my personal phone number. He put it in the paper that I called my girlfriend a long time. I'm not married, I can do that. I'm 69 years old. I think I can call my girlfriend as many times as I want to. And I don't think the public would be interested in that. He put it, I called my girlfriend, and even once, for some odd reason, I was in the hospital. I swear I thought he was in the hospital. And it's stuff like this, John, that's all I'm asking. He's not harassing me all the time. I put stuff in paper, well, perfect example, like I said, you got the burnt thing back. And then put it with spook. So it was spook. Well, in the St. Lane article before that, and it wasn't spook then. But then I'm not trying to brag, I don't know that. I welcome any newspaper. But I never put stuff in there, but I put actual stuff. And it just, the reason I filed this was, and he said it was no major danger. I got a record out here from Savannah, Georgia, where they did the same thing somebody running for governor because they were there for politics. You know, he wanted to fight your rights and fight, and he's working with the other candidate. And I've got the incident reports right here. And that's the reason I'm concerned with this issue. And if by having this happen, people are off to your country.
I don't know if it's dangerous or not dangerous. My family isn't dangerous. That's all I'm asking for. I don't care if anyone's paying for me. I don't care if that's what I don't want to do. I don't want to do that. 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 I don't want to do that Now, you may have
some actual time against this gentleman. For example, libel or slander or something like that. Chapter 15 is not the public. And so that would go to the special.
Does your honor need an order, or will that be an AOC form?
I can do an order.
Do you want me to prepare that?
I think I can do that, yes, sir.
Yes, sir, I'll get you, I'll share it with Mr. Rankin.
And I'm out of my place, I'm out of my house.
Thank you, honor.